Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Did you see John? Who did you see John? A reed shaking with the wind. Small hunger only, you compromise. Small hunger only, you compromise. Lack of job, you compromise. Your faith, no integrity. I told you the different types of fish. One of the types is crayfish. Crayfish. Because there's a saying that goes, he said, now, he said, now condition make crayfish bend. You are a fish, oh, but you are cray. You're not a proper fish. Small thing, you just bend your feet. As if this God doesn't exist again. Praise the Lord. Purity of heart. Psalm 24. Psalm 24, verse 1 to verse 5. It's a popular psalm. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. It's telling you who God is. For he has founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Qualification. Or who shall stand in his holy place? This is a qualification. He that hath clean hands. Hallelujah. And a pure heart. Who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. And verse 5. He, that person, shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Chapter 26. Chapter 26. The psalm is here. He said, judge me, O Lord, like Job. For I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocency, so will I compass thine altar, O Lord. That I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Therefore, hear his prayer. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an evil place. In the congregation will I bless the Lord. When you see people who are sure of the life they live, when they come before God's presence, they know how to pray. Your integrity is your testimony even before God. Hezekiah, his integrity, his testimony, made God to change his mind and added more life to him. Okay now. What is your own integrity? Psalm 17. Hear this prayer of the righteous. How many of us can pray like that? Psalm 17. Verse 3. Let's read from verse 3. In fact, it's a prayer now. It's a prayer. Eh? He was praying, oh, to God. This psalmist. Listen very well. Let's read the whole. Let's read from verse 1. Just to catch what I want to emphasize here. He said, hear the right, O Lord. Because that is the condition for God to answer your prayer. Hear the right, O Lord. Attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Feigned, deceitful lips. Lie lips. Everywhere you go, no truth in that mouth. that same mouth you want to stand and pray to God. That is the problem we have in Christianity. That's why our prayers are not answered. And that is why I preached that message that I titled The Toothless Bulldog. You are screaming and you think that your prayer will be answered because of how loud you shout. You are thinking that your prayer will be answered by how many days fasting you have undertaken. You even think that your prayer will be answered because of the type of offering you bring. Your mouth, do you have truth in your mouth? Because after you give the offering, after you do the fasting, you are going to use your mouth to receive what you want from God, to tell God what you want. God doesn't just bless you because you brought offering. But there's a prayer that goes with that offering. Is your mouth sanctified enough for God to answer your prayer? When you speak, can that situation respond to the words of your mouth? Let my sentence come forth from my presence. Verse 2. Let thy eyes behold the things that are equal. See my testimony. Thou hast proved my heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shall find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. And he added, concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the path of the destroyer. And therefore, verse 5, he said, hold up my goings in thy path, that my footsteps slip not. Praise the Lord. That's the prayer of the righteous. Christianity is very simple. It is the life that is the problem. The ability to live a life where you can walk with God with a free conscience, that is where the problem is. And so he gave the admonishment. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5 and verse 6. 1 Timothy chapter 1. He said, now the end of the commandment, the summary of everything is this. What is it? Charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of what? Faith unfeigned. Faith unfeigned. Praise the Lord. Go to verse 18. Now in verse 18, 19 and 20, he said, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou be by them, by those prophecies, mightest war a good warfare. And verse 19. Holding faith, our Christian faith, and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck of their life. And he mentioned name. If I mention name, yeah, when I go say, I mention name. Not be name be this. We make shipwreck of their faith. Of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander? Their own was so bad, they destroyed the faith so much. Apostle Paul got angry and said, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Their conscience seared with a hot iron. No conscience. They do things without caring the repercussion. And that is the commonest thing now in Christianity today. And that's in 1 Timothy chapter 3. And in verse 9, you are not qualified to be a deacon. You are not qualified to be a pastor, a minister. This is one of the qualifications. This is one of the qualifications. You must be one that is holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. You know why? Because things are going to be committed into your hands. Things are going to be committed into your hands. Hebrews chapter 10. From verse 19 up to verse 23. This is his advice and his admonishment to us. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he had consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, verse 22, what did he say? Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. Verse 35. Listen to that verse 35. He said, cast not away therefore your confidence in God, your confidence for living a life of integrity, which has great recompense of reward. It will look as if you are foolish when you take certain actions. It will look as if you are stupid when you take certain actions, when you live a certain lifestyle. But there is a reward for it. The reward is both ways. There is a reward known as the wages of sin. Because what you sow is what you reap. There is a reward for the lifestyle you have chosen. Negative lifestyle will attract negative results, reward. And a positive lifestyle, and nothing is possible except it is according to the word of God. Praise the Lord. And we have people all around us to see people, you know, who are, their franchise is integrity. We have just seen one now, Brother Maduka. What do you think? Why do you think in 2015 they wanted to change government? They didn't know which politician they will use to remove a sitting government. That was why they went to bring the man that is there now, Buhari, because the only thing they know him to be is integrity. Now, ability to govern, he may not have it. But when you talk of integrity, that you give something to his charge, that he will not covet it. Everybody knows. How many people here have the testimony he has? That have the opportunity he had? Minister of Petroleum, Minister of Governor of a region that is 6 states now. Chairman, Abacha wanted somebody that he would trust to be PTF chairman. He went and brought him. Even though they remove him from government, they still know, say, they're honest. Well, I'm not campaigning for him. I say in governance, it's not good. I am saying here, but in integrity, I'm a sincere person. And I'm not a politician. I don't have anybody in government. In fact, I've never benefited anything from this government. So I'm not campaigning for him. I'm not among those that we use pulpit and be doing politics. But I'm telling you, okay. You know the story of Akunle Dora. Okay, let me come to your area now. Because if I talk Buhari, you say that because I'm from the north. This woman is an Igbo woman. And I read her story. And she said, she was walking in a government establishment years back. And she was given extra code. They had to go abroad for a conference. And they gave them extra code dollars. And when she went, she discovered that the money they gave them, over there they provided accommodation for them. They took care of everything, their food and everything. So she brought back the money. I returned the money and said, I spent only this. This is the balance. The person that was the head of that organization at that time was now a friend of Obasanjo, who now became president, and was talking to him, Obasanjo was telling him, which honest person do you think you know that we can put in NAFDAC? And he said, I don't know how we can locate one particular woman that worked with me. Integrity. Integrity. They went looking for her phone. She said, one day her phone number rang, and he said, now, Obasanjo, he said, which Obasanjo? He said, OBJ. She said she was shaking. What did I do? What did I do? Say for her, say, make you come. Personally. Personally. That's why you saw her walking with the confidence she had. She knows what brought her there is integrity. And she maintained that integrity. It pays. If you don't know it pays, then it's because you don't know what is happening all around you. Mordecai, what made him to get the promotion? His integrity. He was doing his job. He has a job of protecting the king. He was a gate man. And he was overhearing people planning to kill the king that he is employed to watch over. Okay now. He reported it. He was doing his job. Integrity. It looks as if it will not pay, but it pays. We have read in the newspapers where a taxi driver saw some hundreds of thousands of dollars or something like that that somebody left behind. And he took it and went to look for the person. They gave the person and they gave the taxi driver a national honor for integrity, for honesty. Yes. It's happening everywhere. Everywhere it's happening. That there is a reward for it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It looks as if when you are honest, you have nothing to show for it. My mind goes to one hymn in our hymn book, hymn number 48. I love what it says there. Hymn number 48. It says, sowing in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness, sowing in the noontide and the dewy eve, waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. You know what the sheaf is? The sheaf is evidence of harvest. That's the meaning of sheaf. The sheaf is evidence of harvest. And the next stanza says, sowing in the sunshine, sowing in the shadows, fearing neither clouds nor winter's chilling breeze. By and by the harvest and the labor ended, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. The last stanza in that hymn says, going forth with weeping, sowing for the master, though the Lord sustain our spirit of grief. When our weep is over, he will bid us welcome. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Psalm 126, verse 5 and verse 6, summarizes that also, that there's reward. They that sow in tears, we do what? They shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, and to me, the precious seed, that is the seed of integrity, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. When you are refusing to follow the perverseness of human beings, everybody looks as if they are overtaking you. You see a pastor comparing his ministry with another minister. Do you know what he's doing? That is getting all those cars within 1 year. And to start with, who told you the testimony of a minister is his bank account? You see? That's why we don't compare ourselves with anyone. Integrity. Very, very important. To the pure. You see, there's something here. This our God is faithful. Let's read it. Psalm 18, verse 23 up to verse 26. Psalm 18, verse 23 up to verse 26. See the testimony of the righteous. But there is a statement there that I underline in my Bible. I was also upright before him, before God, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore, had the Lord recompensed me, that's the reward, reward me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. That is how he recompensed me. And this is where I underline in my Bible that this is who God is. With the merciful, I'm reading verse 25. With the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. That's our God. With an upright man, if you are upright, God will show himself upright. And verse 26, with the pure, God will show himself to you pure. And with the forward, Uruuru 419, God will show himself also. Naso kona kona, he going to follow you. That is our God for you. For the Bible in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7, it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That shall he also reap. And I want to close on this comment for this ministry, especially. One of the things that we take for granted in our walk with God are vows that we make and we don't fulfill. And sometimes, I don't know whether you know the implication of some of these actions some of us take. And let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 4, 5, and 6. When thou, concerning vow, listen, church. When thou vowest a vow unto God, he said, defer not to pay it. For he, God, has no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. And he added, it's better is it that thou should not vow than that thou should vow and not pay. It is better you don't make the vow at all than that you make the vow and you don't pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say that before the angel, because as you are making that vow, the angel is standing there to collect it. That it was an error. You tell the angel, it was an error. When you do that, wherefore should God be angry? God will be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thy hands. Can you see why sometimes your business will just scatter? It may be a vow that you have made and you have not kept it. And so he said in Deuteronomy chapter 23 also, in the law, verse 21, 2, verse 22, and verse 23. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 21, 22, and 23. When thou shalt vow a vow, it was a law unto the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not slack, don't delay to pay it. For the Lord thy God will surely require, he will require it of thee. And it will be seen in thee. But if thou shalt forbear to vow, it's better you don't vow at all it shall be no sin in thee. That which is gone out of thy lips, thou shalt keep and perform. That is the integrity. That is the oath. That is the vow to your own heart. Even a free will offering according as thou hast vowed unto the Lord thy God, which thou hast promised with thy mouth. With thy mouth. And it includes all contracts. All contracts. Even when you make a contract with anybody, you sign it, make sure you fulfill it. Make sure you keep it. Make sure you keep it. Make sure you fulfill your vow. You promise anything, you sign anything, fulfill that vow. Including, let's read one scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 24. Verse 14 and verse 15. Deuteronomy, that same Deuteronomy, the next chapter. For all of us, where they employ people, he said, thou shalt not oppress a hired servant that is poor and needy. Whether he be of thy brethren or of thy strangers that are in thy land within thy gates. Verse 15. As his day, thou shalt give him his hire. Neither shall the sun go down upon it. Don't delay it. For he is poor and setting his heart upon it. Because he's depending on that thing, that your salary. Lest he cry against thee unto the Lord and it be seen unto thee. Your boy served you for 7 years, for 6 years, according to your agreement. He's hoping to settle his life with what you will give him. Then you deny, he begins to look for trouble. He said, that poor boy will go and cry to God. And when God arises on behalf of the poor, you will know that you too, there is somebody that is higher than you. At the end of every month, the person working for you, he is looking up to that amount, that salary. That is his budget. That is his plan. That is everything. When the debt reaches, pay him. Why are you delaying it? And you have the money to pay him. Why are you delaying it? Why should your servant come and remind, okay, you never pay me my salary? Why? You don't remember to pay him your salary, but you remember to give him work to do. Praise God. Since this ministry started, amen, even when they demolished this place, our first thing we remove from our expenses is salary of workers we have employed. They are first line of charge. If the ministry will continue, no be them go work. Can the ministry go without them? So if you don't pay them, how do you want them to come and work? And some of you here delight in it. And when the person asks you, you are not doing him a favor when you pay him his salary. He worked for it. It's his right. You are supposed to give him plus thank you on top. That's the truth. Don't be like our governors that refuse to pay salary to workers for months. Wicked people. You see, our type can never rule this country. Only people who have no conscience. Look at the project they're executing, and the workers are hungry. May God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm not saying this to condemn anybody. I'm trying to tell you the importance of integrity to our progress. Integrity is maintaining your principles. Let this musician sing one song for me. Integrity is maintaining your principles. Honesty. Your principles. There's principle for business. There's honest business. There's honest. Honesty is required in marriage. Honesty is required in ministry. Honesty is required in every aspect of your life. Honesty, honesty, honesty. And maybe that is the reason why your business, you go rise, you go crash. You go rise, you go crash. You go rise, you go crash. You have not recognized God. You have not recognized God, giving God the right recognition. You have not also been honest enough. It pays to serve Him. It pays to be honest.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you have this blessing that Jesus bestows? A free, full salvation from sin's bitter throes. Oh, come to the Savior, to Calvary tree. The fountain is open and is flowing for thee. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's the secret of breakthrough. That is the secret. Don't go to prophet to see vision while your business they crumble. It may be lack of integrity. It may be because you use the name of the Lord in vain, even in your business. Have you seen somebody swearing, selling a fake product for you and say, I swear to God, this is original? I swear. I'm not going to lie for you, customer. I'm not going to lie. I swear to God. Now, originally it is. Oh, I swear to God, now the last price. In fact, now the cost price, now they sell for you. I swear. I swear to God. I be Christian. No. Even if you not be Christian, they hang a cross. It's a hanging cross. He had badge for his church there. This is my month of freedom. And God will watch you using his name in vain. Let's stand up.